Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Happy President's Day, although I know nobody will actually be celebrating any President's Day unless you're a government employee, I feel like. I mean, I'm not going to be celebrating this
today. You know
today.
What? No, I mean, work, because we're at work. But if we're off work, I would find a reason to celebrate, and it'd be awesome.
Something. Cheers to all of our presidents today, I guess, though. I had a funny story the other day, okay? I was at dinner, and one of my good friends was telling me the real reason why she skipped work. And I think everybody has, at some point in their life or their career...
Everyone's done it, and if you have... Skipped then work. You're a liar, okay?
Has skipped work, but it's not really been because you have the flu or you're having...
Or your pet died or whatever. You're like, my gerbil Timmy died. And they're like, what?
Right now, I want to know the real reason why you actually skipped work, because my friend, she was telling us this the other day, and she was just introduced to Netflix not too long ago.
The world of
so
Netflix.
She ended up watching 14 hours in a row of season one of Revenge on Netflix. Stayed up until 4 a.m. in the morning, and she was too tired to even go into work the next day. So she called in, and she's like, I have a bellyache, and I'm not going to be able to make it in. She had no bellyache.
That
she
works.
Was just tired from watching season one of Revenge on Netflix for 14 hours in a row.
That's hysterical.
No, and I think a lot
everyone's
of us...
Everyone's done it, though. Whether it was school, whenever I was younger, or work, everyone has done it.
I agree. What was
the go-to.
What was the real reason you skipped work? 239-1009. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.
Back in minutes with more Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now.